Yeah, I mean, so the general reason that we did that was basically like in the course of kind of finding out basically where this sort of empirical approach to music fits in other areas of academia besides the sciences. Like this is a pretty normal project to do. I mean, it's a large project, but it's not outside the realm of things that scientists do when they want to understand behavior better, you know, look at it in a lot of cultures. But what we didn't know when we started the project was, oh, you know, by the way, there's this whole history of this, you know, line of work in ethnomusicology, and we learned a lot about it and, you know, did a lot of reading and talking to ethnomusicologists and stuff. But one of the things that was really kind of frustrating about that is that there was a lot of kind of there were a lot of like strong opinions about whether this was the right way to study music or whether it was even allowed or sort of okay to be studying music this way. And as a scientist, the hard thing to do with that information is it's hard to know whether that's really like a, you know, a view of the field in general, or if it's just that there's a few people who really, you know, feel a particular way about one kind of work, and they're just the ones who happen to be voicing that opinion. So a simple way to find that out is to just do a poll, which is basically what this little survey is. You know, we surveyed lots and lots of academics and just asked them, like, you know, imagine this kind of idealized experiment. You know, what do you think the results would be?